Tai Lee is a U.S. citizen living in metro Atlanta. She came to the U.S. as a Vietnamese refugee. Lee is a Republican but opposes House Resolution 1031, which would make English Georgia's official language. It would also require that driver's license exams be given only in English. Speaking through an interpreter, Lee said she'd like to get her license but needs to take the test in Vietnamese. The groups also oppose Senate Bill 404, which denies driver's licenses to recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program enacted by President Obama. The program grants temporary protection to some adults who were brought to the U.S. as children, like 22-year-old Mitzi Calderon. She said she's confused by the sentiment behind the legislation.
I had to go to a lawyer, pay a lot of fees in order to have my legal status now. So it's like now they want to take that away from me, and I really don't understand why. You know, I want to go to school. I want to go to Georgia State. I work. So how am I going to get to work in order to earn money to get my degree?
Senator Bill Heath is the bill's primary sponsor. He told members of the group he doesn't think it's responsible to issue driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Helen Kim Ho is the executive director of the Asian American Legal Advocacy Center. She responded that DACA recipients have legal protections.
If they get approved, they get temporary work status, which allows them to get a driver's license legally. So you are attacking
people
with legal status.
But the federal government is choosing not to enforce its immigration laws.
That is one of their immigration policies that they just passed. You can't keep asking for the federal government to change immigration laws, and then when they do, not follow it.
Both pieces of legislation appear to be dormant. Jeff Mullis, chairman of the Senate Rules Committee, said neither one really seemed to gather much momentum. Martha Dalton, WABE News.